Shalom to all! Today's daf is Rishon Mishkan of Daf Mem Beis, and we are starting right at the top at the beginning of the Gemara, after the Mishnah, and the Lonsurus Daf San Chav Dalad Amud Aleph, and today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Marshmim Sarabas, Yaakov Maisha, Hernish, Amash should have an Aliyah. So the Mishnah had said there was 13 Shifers in the base of Mikdash. The Gemara clarifies what this is. Shleshes are Shifers, Chulu, Tanami Vibraisa, Hashifers Halalu. These Shifers, Akumas Hayu, they were curved or twisted. Sarzmal Manu, Charzmal Maton, narrower on top, wider on the bottom, narrow mine, because of swindlers. As we had said in the Mishnah, it was basically a box that had a narrow top and a wide bottom. That way, when somebody put their machzor shekel in, they weren't able to take money out from it because they weren't able to put their hand inside. It was too narrow on top. And moving on to a long discussion about the Aron, it says, V'yedu b'yichas shem Aron nignos. Remember, there's a whole story in the Mishnah about a kohen who's in the interior Eitzim. He saw one of the floor tiles or stones that looked a little bit off and realized that's where the Aron was hidden. He wanted to tell his friend and he died beforehand. But now the Gemara brings two other pains of what happened to Aron. Tanim Shem Reblezer, it was Tanim Reblezer, Ha'aron Gala Iman LeBavel. The Aron went into Gala's Bavel with a Yidin. Matam, what's the source for this? It says in the Pasuk, there's not going to be anything left over, and ain davar ella shehad dibrois l'saycha. The word davar over here means that which had the dibrois inside of it, and we know the aron had the luchais, which is the dibrois inside of it. And Mechenu Emor also says in the pasuk, Shuvas Shana was at the turn of the year. Shal Chamech Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar sent for vayivieu bavela, and he brought him to Bavel. This is referring to King Yoyachin im klei chemdes beis Hashem, with the klei chemdes beis Hashem, and izu chemdes beis Hashem. What is the chemdes beis Hashem? Is the aron? This is referring to the aron. Rav Shimon Lakish Amar, Rav Shimon Lakish says bim kaimai haya aron. The Aron was hidden in its place. It was hidden underneath the Kodesh Kedoshim. That's pshat in the pasuk. And the bottom, the poles of the Aron were extended. And the tips of the bottom were seen in the Kodesh. By the entrance or by the face of the Dvir, which is the Kodesh Kedoshim. And they weren't seen outside. Let me just ask a steer in this pasuk. Sivit says that they were seen. And then you say they weren't seen. Were the poles seen? Were they not seen? Ella, rather, they were seen but not seen. Meaning, Bolton v'yotzim k'shnei dada isha. They were protruding and sticking out like the two breasts of a woman. When one was in the Heichal, in the Kodesh, looking towards the Kodesh Kedoshim, he would see the Pareiches, the curtain dividing them, and their two protrusions coming out of the curtain. Those are the two bottom of the Aron. But Rabban Amar and the Rabban argue, and they say, the Aron was hidden away in this room where the wood was stored. And it's just like our Mishnah. There's a story with a Kohen who's a Balmom, and he can't do any Avoida other than be Mafziya Eitzim, which means cut the wood, or according to some, it was being Masliya Eitzim. Him, look for the wood that has worms in it and take it out. And it's in the room where the wood was stored. Baras Haritzba, and he saw the floor, Shehi Mishun Mechavrisel, that part of it was different than the rest of it. Bavar Mechaver came and told his friend, Bore Es Haritzba Azois, Shehi Mishun Mechavrisel, come and see this floor. It's a little bit different than the rest of it. Vlai speak Ligmar said, I wasn't able to finish Ashiatsan Ashmasai until he died. Vyad Biyichot, Shesham Aron Niganos, and they knew with certainty that that's where the Aron was hidden. Now Tani Rabashaya teaches, Hikishaleb Akurnas, he hit it with a hammer, Vyatsas Ashvasarfasai, and a fire came out and burned him. Oh, he thinks constant Aron, Tony of Abraiso, Rebidin Lakish Omar, Rebidin Lakish says, Shnei Aronos Hoyam Halchin Misrobe Midbar. There were actually two Aronos that went with the Yidin in the Midbar. Echad Shai Satarin Sunu Besaychai, one that the actual Tyra was in, the Echad Shahu Shiver Luchas Sunu Besaychai, and one that had the broken pieces of Luchas in it. Zesh Aisa Aron Sunu Besaychai, the one that had the Tyra in it, Hayamunach Bail Maid, that was in the Ayal Maid, which is the Mishkan, Hadadach, so that's why it says the Pasuk of Aron Besashem and Maisha Loy Mashim Kever Machna, that the Aron Besashem and Maisha, they didn't leave camp. This is referring to when the Yidin got the Besur. They were told that they're not going into Eretz Yisrael because of the Meraglim. The pasuk refers to the Mafilim. These are the people who rebelled, and they went into Eretz Yisrael anywhere. At least they tried to, and they were completely wiped out by the Malekim and the Kananim. And that's what this pasuk concludes with, that the Aron and Moshe didn't leave camp. And so here we see that the Aron stayed there and wasn't going anywhere. And Zashah Yushevi HaLuchas B'saychai, the one that had the broken pieces of Luchas in it, Hay Nechaz V'yad Tzimayin, that would go in and out with them, Upam Hayom Yisraimayin, sometimes it would seen with them, meaning when they would go out to wage war with other nations, then they would bring this Aron out with them. Now, Rabbanan army, the Rabbanan say that no, Aron Echad Hayah, there was only one Aron, Upam Achas Yatsu Me Eli Venishba, it was only taken out once in the days of Eli, who was the Kohen Gadol, and it got captured by the Plishtim because they took it out, they shouldn't have taken it out to war, and because they did that, it was captured by the Plishtim. And going back to the first pasuk that we had quoted, V'aron B'sashayim Moshel Moshem Kever Machnet, that's also a right for the Rabbanan, that there was only one Aron, because if there was really two Aronis, and one of them would go with the Yidden to wage war, well, then these Yidden were never dare waging war with the other nations. If they didn't have the Aron with them. And so it must be the Aron didn't go out with them. And Karim say Elohim the Rabbanon, we have a pasuk it's arrived for the Rabbanon that the Aron was only brought out once during the days of Eli, because what do the Plishtim say? Ay lanu wotas miyatzlinu miyano hakim adirma ele, who's going to save us from the hand of this mighty God? Why do they say that? Why were they so scared? Because mila deloy chaman min yamehun, they saw something that they had never seen, namely they saw the Aron with the Yidden, so they thought that they totally lost the battle, and that's why they said this. It must be that this was a unique situation, that it was the only time the Aron was ever taken taken out to war. Memezomez on top, the Gemara continues, Kray Mesail Rebu Dim Lakish, the following passage is right for Rebu Dim Lakish, Vayomer Shol Achia, Shol Tal Achia, Hagisha Aron Elikim, bring the Aron Elikim, Vahaloi Aron Bekeres Yarim Haya, the Aron was in Keres Yarim, I mean the regular Aron that had the tar in it, that was in Keres Yarim, which is where the Mishkan was, so how could Shol ask Achia to bring him the Aron? They weren't in Keres Yarim, it must be that there was a second Aron that went out to battle with them. Now, Ma'od Nalei Rabbanan, what did Rabbanan do with this pasuk? The answer is, Hagisha Eli Hatzitz. Shaul was telling Achia to bring him the tzitz, and that's because he wanted to ask the Urim V'tumim what he's supposed to do, and that means he needed the Big Day Kahuna. And the box that the Big Day Kahuna were stored in was also called an Arayin, and that's really what Shaul was referring to. Now, Kremen Sayyid Rebudim Lakish, we have a pasuk that's right for Rebudim Lakish. This refers to when David HaMelech called Uriah Hachiti home, he was Bathsheba's husband, and he told him to go back home to his wife, and he refused on the following grounds. Ha'arin v'Yisrael v'Yehuda Yashim v'Sukkos, the Arin and Yisrael and Yehuda are dwelling in Sukkos, and I'm going to go back home and be with my wife. Now, v'alei Arin b'Tzion haya, the Arin wasn't Tzion. How could you say the Arin wasn't Sukkos? It must be that there was two Aronis, one that went out to battle with them, and one that was in Sukkos, one that was out around with the troops when they were fighting the Plishtim. So, Mavdan le Rabbanan, what did Rabbanan do with this pasuk? And the answer is Schach shehu kikiroi shadayin lo nivne beis habechira. He really was referring to the one and only Arin that they had, which was in a temporary structure. That's what he means. Schach shehu kikiroi. It was located in a temporary structure because the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built yet, and that's what he was telling David HaMelech. There's Tarti L'Reusa. There's two negatives over here. First of all, wouldn't have a Beis HaMikdash. Second of all the Yidden are out in battle. They're dwelling in Sukkos. They're fighting a war, so I can't go home and be with my wife. And that's the way the Rabbana would respond to Rebbe Yehuda ben Lakish. We now bring a Mishnah and a Braisa. Mishnah Nignas Aron. When the Aron was hidden away, Nignas Imitz and Senes Haman. The jug that had the man in it was also hidden with it. Utsleichas Shemen Meshcha and the flask of Shemen Meshcha. Umakle Shal Aron Uprachu Shkedov and the staff of Aron with its flowers and almonds is what happened to his staff. It flowered with almonds when there was the whole argument with Kairach of who's the one appointed by Hashem. Va'argos Yeshivu Plishtim Asham Lakei Yisrael and the box that the Plishtim had sent as an offering to the God of Yisrael when they returned the Aron. And Miganzai, who hid it away? Yashio Gnazai, he hid it. Kim Shrasha Kosov, since he had saw that it was written in the Pasuk, Yad Hashem Oischa Vesmakacha Asher Takim Olecha El Goy Asher Loyodato Ata Vesecha. The Pasuk says Hashem is going to lead you and your king that you appointed over you to a nation that you have not known, you and your forefathers. So Amon of Gnazai, he stood up and he hid it away because he didn't want it to be taken into Golos. And Hador Dechsev, that's understanding the Pasuk, Vayerma Levim, Hamvinim Chol Yisrael, Hakdeshim Lashem, he told Levim, who taught all Yisrael, who were Kaddish Lashem, to Nuas Arna Kaddish Vivayas Asher Bona Shlom Ben David Melch Yisrael, place the Arna Kaddish in the bias that Shlom Ben David Melch Yisrael built. Ein lechem masa b'katef, you have nothing to carry anymore. You know, by then the Levim weren't carrying the Aron anymore because it was in the base of Mikdash. And Rav Elhanan was telling them, Im galu hi'machlo Bavel, if it ends up going to Galus with you to Bavel, oid ein atem machzirim oisalem kaimai, you're not going to end up bringing it back to its place. Al rather, the pasuk continues, Ata if Hashem lekechem es ama Yisrael, serve Hashem your God and His nation Yisrael, and that's going to be done without an Aron. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a lengthy discussion about the Shemen HaMishcha, which we had just mentioned. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.